Ben Stone. He is the director of Sonoma County Economic Development Board. Hi, Ben.
How are you doing?
Good to see you. Saw you a few days ago at the Santa Rosa Chamber event at the LBC, but you've been very busy since then.
Well, we had our conference and unveiled some new programs, and so yes, we have been busy.
Yeah, a new development plan for recovery moving forward from an economic standpoint, and it was not unexpected, of course, thing one is housing and developing housing. And your report is talking about 25,000 houses built in the next 5 years.
Well, it's a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yeah, it is.
We may not get there, but it's a moonshot. You have to have something, and you're old enough to remember, as am I, that seemed going to the moon was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it took maybe a little longer, but it did. We did get on the moon, and so this is the type of moonshot idea that we look to the future, and I think there is general agreement we need to have more housing. It's coming up with new ways to build. To make that happen. So.
And one of the things that's interesting about the report, Ben, is that not only we need housing for all the obvious reasons before October and certainly since October, but also you bring up a very good point in this report about how important that housing is for businesses in the county.
Yes, because you need housing in order to have your workforce here. The boomers are generally not leaving, but they are retiring, so we need replacements in the medical field, at businesses, and education. So we need to provide the housing so the replacement can happen as the boomers stay here and retire here.
Yes, indeed. And that workforce, very important to us, getting those 25,000 houses built. That, I think, is part of the trick, isn't it? Try to figure out where the workforce is going to stay before those 25,000 houses are built.
Yes. That's setting this goal with the thought that over time we'll have that housing. The other aspect we talked about was the need for the new workforce training as the boomers retire, training people to take on the medical work, education. So we'll have a talent council to help align all our efforts to grow the next generation of employees here.
Now, a lot of work went into this report, obviously. A lot of different factions took part. What was the biggest surprise about the report to you, Ben?
I think the fact that probably the talent aspect that people don't realize. The boomers, right now, our ratio, I think, is we've got, a few years ago, we had five employees for every one retiree. Right now, we have three employees for every one retiree.
That's
and
a reason.
We're going to have two employees for every retiree within 10 years.
Wow. That's
significant. We are running out of, as the boomers retire, there's this. You might look at it this way, Pat, as the silver tsunami, the boomer that comes in. But when the tide goes out, what's going to go out is all that expertise as the boomers retire. The silver tsunami comes in with the tour, the retirees coming here to travel and so forth. But the exodus of people from the workforce, that part of the tsunami, is going to happen as well. And so we need to find replacement of thousands of people to take on the boomers simply because they're leaving. They're retiring at a very fast rate.
And one of the suggestions that the report makes in terms of retaining and retaining and getting new employees here is that we try to figure out a way to take the graduates from SRJC and Sonoma State University and give them a reason to stay after graduation.
Exactly. Right now, two-thirds of the graduates from Sonoma State leave Sonoma County. And understandably, for many reasons, but we'd like to, over maybe the next 5 years, get down to at least 50% staying here. And to do that, we need to come up, welcome these people into pathways, career pathways and jobs, let them see the opportunities here. If you're interested in science, there's great opportunities at Keysight and the hospitals and Medtronic. If you're interested in medicine, the nursing opportunities are huge here. So almost any field, there's a lot So we call this cooperative education. It's a kind of a hybrid of education and business and education employers.
Right.
So we think that'll be, no one's doing this in most of, I think we'll be one of the first, if not the first in California, certainly in Northern California. So it's a great opportunity for Sonoma County to get ahead of the pack on that. And it's a great way for us to keep our local talent here.
And another area of great concern in terms of getting and keeping employees is the hospitality business in Sonoma County. And a lot of folks who worked in that business have not been, you know, have had to leave the county because of the fires, whether it's, you know, losing their own homes, losing their jobs as a result of people who lost their homes and don't require their services anymore, or, you know, it just not being feasible for those workers to be able to live in the place where they can work.
Yes. And so that's why it's important to really reach out to, for anybody that's left, that we replace them with local, have an active outreach to the employment community, students at the junior college, Sonoma State. Empire College wants to be part of this. They've called me. They want to be actively involved. So
that makes sense.
It's taking what we have here. It's just old wine and new bottles, really repurposing it. Let's have this talent stay here. Let's welcome them here into jobs and opportunities here. And if they're here, there's a good chance they can find the housing. They're already housed going to school, so they know the area, and we just need to welcome them with career opportunities
and
not lose that talent.
Speaking of opportunities from a business standpoint, Ben, you're wondering if any facet of the report took into account the burgeoning cannabis business here and how big a part that might be playing in our future.
Yes, that was. We have a section on economic diversification. And that's one of the areas specified as an opportunity for diversification as time goes by. We're already seeing that. Another area that was seen was the micro bicycle companies. These companies have specialized bikes. So there's the solar, the conservation, environmental aspects. So, in fact, they even talked about in the report having kind of a global conference every year around new products and ideas around global technology in terms of the environment, environmental technology. So there's a lot of diversification, but cannabis is included in that.
Yeah, I would think the solar business would be going up in the next 18 months or so, considering that new housing in California will most likely be mandatory by that year, and considering how many new houses are going to be going up then, too, I would think it'd be a big player.
And I think we'll probably see eventually, along with the solar, water, you know, coming up with new ways to reduce water use in the new houses.
Yeah.
More responsible that way as well.
Yeah, we know that the Sonoma County landscape has already changed because of the fires, and a lot of people way before then started talking about landscaping and different ways to utilize landscaping without having to use very much water. And I would think that that would be even more prevalent as the rebuilding process continues.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's an opportunity. You have to look at the opportunities this presents along with the challenges, I think.
So you get a report like this and you collect all the information from all the various parties, Ben. And what do you do in terms of, you know, gradual implementation of the ideas put forth?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Our co-chairs, Brett Martinez of Redwood Credit Union and Pam Channer of Vantreo Insurance, along with the Board of Supervisors, particularly Chairman Gore, want to see action and implementation. So our next steps, we're going to seek public comment, and people can go to strategicsonoma.com to review this and offer their suggestions, concerns. And then we'll take all that and revise the report as appropriate, present that to the Board of Supervisors for their review, and we hope acceptance in June. We will form an executive committee out of the Strategic Sonoma Group of 30 to guide this over the next year or so, and we'll be undertaking formation of the housing, Employers Housing Council and the Talent Council over the summer, and because it's kind of a hard time, everybody's on vacation, but come back in the fall, eager to go to work. We'll make our first accountability report that when Chris Thornburg comes here on October 5th.
Okay, very good.
He always sells out in advance, so we think that's a great, so, and we'll be accountable at the state of the county. We will we give a report at the state of the county and then also at our next spring conference. And in the meantime, we'll also have written progress reports going on as well.
Very good, because you know we like to keep track of these things, Ben, and I'm glad you're already planning for that. Thanks so much for being with us, and no doubt we'll be talking with you soon.
You got it, Pat.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Ben Stone, Director of Sonoma County Economic Development Board. Lots of activity in our future when it comes to revitalizing and taking the future into account, too. Also, don't be surprised if there's a big, fat housing bond on the ballot at some point over the course of the next year or two.